This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and this is edition 2038, recorded on Thursday, the 29th of November, 2018. I'm Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined on this part by
Sarah Lomax.
We'll have all the usual news and views from the city, together with our first feature by Derek James.
At the end of this edition, you can listen to the Winter 2018 edition of Norwich Citizen. This week, we welcome new reader, Mrs. Pat Wright. Hello, and we hope you enjoy your weekly chatterbox. But we start with news from around Norwich.
No need to remind you that it's that time of year again. You can tell because I'm wearing my best Jo Malone aftershave, and Sarah's wearing her Primark pullover with a big Santa on the front. So we'll get the festive fun out of the way early. Stand by for a handful of Christmas stories.
Quick-thinking thespians rehearsing for a Christmas pantomime jumped into action when a fire broke out close to the village hall where they were practising. The new Taverham players were treading the boards of Taverham Village Hall, but instead of on stage, the drama occurred outside when a nearby hedge in Sandy Lane was set on fire. Donna Lovett, who is in the chorus of the players' production of Dick Whittington in December, said, "A couple of boys were sitting on the bench and looked across and shouted, 'Oh my gosh, there's a fire.' One of the members, who was outside at the time, ran in to alert the group. And Kirk Wills, who is in charge of costumes, and Callum Perry, who is playing Dick Whittington, ran out to tackle the blaze, armed with fire extinguishers from the hall. Mrs. Lovett said, 'We were expecting it to be one of the bins. That's happened lots of times. They used three fire extinguishers, and if it were not for them, it could have been much worse. The fire service were called and tackled what was left of the blaze, which was close to houses and a children's play area. Firefighters thought the fire was started deliberately, and it is believed the actors prevented the fire spreading further."
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital charity will be represented at St. Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich this Christmas as part of a glittering Christmas tree festival. The hospital's tree will represent the Boadicea Breast Cancer Appeal, which was launched at the end of October. It aims to raise £800,000 to open a larger breast cancer unit at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which will mean patients will receive same-day diagnostic tests and imaging assessment, eliminating the wait currently facing some patients. The charity Christmas Tree Festival was officially opened by the Lord Mayor in the church on Wednesday, November the 28th. And will be open to the public from Thursday, November the 29th until Monday, December the 3rd. The event is run by the Rotary Club of Norwich St. Edmund, and all net proceeds will go to the club for distribution to the church and local charities, with this year's theme being health.
Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital will be illuminated with twinkling displays of snowflakes for the first time ever from 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, December the 6th, when the official switch-on will take place at the hospital's Christmas fair. This is the first year that the hospital will have a display of sparkling snowflakes around the plaza, and the hospital charity hopes to make this an annual event, which will provide Christmas cheer to patients, staff and members of the public alike. This year there will be 30 snowflakes illuminating the front plaza over the festive period, and these have been made possible by the support for the NNN Hospitals charity from Octagon Healthcare and Serco Limited. The charity hopes that in future years the snowflakes will grow as companies from across the region will be invited to sponsor a snowflake, with the proceeds going to support the hospital charity.
Christchurch at Eton was full of hundreds of angels of all shapes and sizes during a three-day festival. There were a range of creations including biscuits, wood carvings, plastic, paper, with poetry, with lights, miniature, standing, hanging, funny, scary and thought-provoking. And if you think that sounds a bit strange, bear in mind that I didn't write this stuff, it comes from Archant. But back to the story, angel crafts, refreshments and music, including live handbell music displays, were also on offer over this time. On the Saturday, 24th of November, Of the festival weekend, the outgoing Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, led an angel-themed service in which he blessed the angels. Vivian Humber, the lead organiser of the Festival of Angels, said, "This has been a wonderful community event, which has been a brilliant success, crowned by the Bishop taking a great service. The church was filled with over 500 angels of all shapes and sizes, types and descriptions. We challenged people of all ages, from preschool to care home residents and local groups, to set their imagination free and use their inventiveness to create something really exciting. And they certainly rose to the challenge, and some. It was a Friends of Christchurch Eton event, organised to raise money for the North Isle roof repairs."
The man behind a plant centre on the edge of Norwich has come up with an unlikely way to raise cash for a charity this Christmas. Having received requests each year from customers asking to go through the Christmas tree netting machine, Paul Oxborough from the Thorpe Plant Centre decided to open up the machine to anyone willing to pay £1. The funds will be donated to the Teenager Cancer Trust in East Anglia. After posting about the idea on Facebook, Mr. Oxborough said the response to the post had been crazier than he could have imagined and is expecting a busy weekend at the centre. The Teenage Cancer Trust is a charity close to Mr. Oxborough's and his family's hearts after his son lost a very good friend to cancer. The centre is based at 191A Plumstead Road East in Norwich.